This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
News report from the BBC.
Leaving home and going to university is one of the major steps in the life of a young person. In the UK, it's common for university students to share digs that are provided by the university. However, in some cases, students are being forced to share single rooms. The situation has come about because the government raised the cap on student numbers in the UK, allowing universities to recruit an extra 30,000 students. As a result of offering places to thousands more than usual, a few universities have been unable to house all their first-year students in halls of residence. This has led to first years sleeping in bunk beds in rooms meant for one, with a single sink and desk. The universities have agreed that the situation is not ideal and have offered the students discounted rent and free food until they find them more suitable accommodation. After leaving full-time education and entering the workforce, many young graduates still find themselves having to share accommodation. In many cities, the cost of buying or renting even small properties is prohibitively expensive. It's not always possible to pick and choose who you live with, and there can be a number of problems that arise. One survey suggests that untidiness, disgusting personal habits, and petty pilfering of food are some of the most common complaints among flatmates. The borrowing of personal belongings without permission was also a big gripe. Despite these problems, many people love the experience of sharing, at least for a few years.
News report from bbclearningenglish.com.